not worth stopping. I met you before in Mathura. We had a meeting with Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Lokanath Maharaj.
Oh, I
remember about the Bhakti Chiru Maharaj.
When I wish also
the Ravindra Shroop. He came with us at that time. We had a nice meeting. I'm okay. I just wanted to make you welcome in Hawaii, and if you want to come and visit and see the deities, I wanted to invite you.
So I think I'll take it from So I know that Swamiji is everywhere that Krishna is there. This Swamiji is your street. So I can't say that. But I can't. So far we have lost in the world.
Okay, welcome to see the deities here and come to see Prabhupada's rooms. But I understand your schedule is very tight this time.
Mm-hmm. I told you that there is not object. Because Swamiji was here.
Yes.
And he wrote something.
He spent a lot of time writing in the temple there.
I thought that it was a problem. I have not come to.
Oh, you're welcome to see his quarters, where he wrote, see the DVs that we installed.
No objection?
No. Why should I have any objection?
Then when we will return, we can make a program. We can do a lot of people.
Do you think tomorrow he'll come? Or? You mean that
we're
going to
return from where?
No,
we're supposed to go with after Mali.
Yeah, we have tried to make a program to go there, but when I saw that anyone has told that he may come, but he will not speak anything, and he can come with only one or two minutes. Anyone must have.
You're welcome to
have
come.
You told that Malin Maharaj and
we don't want, let's say, a big scene or create any friction. We want to keep.
Do you know that I may create any problem?
No, you will not create.
Then why?
You are wonderful Vaishnava.
I have helped.
You are wonderful Vaishnava. There's no problem.
You know perhaps that since 1946 and Devadi Mood Bhakti. Swamiji was always around me. And he was at that time in Calcutta. He got to me. Since I have been to absorb Swamiji.
Oh, yes.
Since And because of his defection, he has written that we are transcendental.
Really, sir?
Yes.
And you know that, perhaps you know or not, he ordered me to give this samadhi.
Oh yes, I know.
How I can cause
you create any program to devote his
No, we are not complaining about any problem. It's sometimes in ISKCON and other organizations, perhaps even in your organization, there are immature people who create problems. But you certainly do not create.
I have, you know that I went to Bombay.
Yeah.
To do the evidence.
Oh yes, you did wonderful days. Service. Wonderful service for Prabhupada.
Are we in the morning from 7 to till 8 p.m.?
Always purifying, think of my life's challenge, my friend, my anything. I always glorify this community. Is that what you hear?
Oh yes. No, I have no complaints.
So tell your friends, we do not to...
Oh, no one is fearful. We just want to avoid misunderstandings. But sometimes...
But I have no misunderstanding. Ex-party. If anything, ex-party, still I have the same affection and love for this
Oh, yes.
Still, I know that if they will cut me in pieces, I will not have this.
Nobody will do that.
They can do, I know.
I don't think anyone.
Because I'm in the line of Haridas Thakur.
I don't think anyone will think like that.
Very good. Thank you for this invitation. We will make it.
Just call us so we know what time
you will come all to see which way we will be free. If maybe that we can come 5, 6, or 8, anyone more.
I think it'd be best to limit to 3 or 4 with you.
What you are taking?
To avoid.
Why?
Some
the responsibility in mind. If anything will be that.
I realize that, but sometimes...
Don't make any blame.
But sometimes immature people, they
are... Never. The matured are in the school. Okay.
Well...
If that any can be done, with the school unnatured will do. But I or any of us,
but there was
very pleasantly I will do it.
Excuse me, Mario, but this morning there was one of your followers that was immature that acted improperly, and I have to chastise him for that. So this happens. I mean, we
are going and talking with you in a pleasing matter. Very interesting. I'm embracing you.
Oh, yes.
What happened?
There's no fault on your
own. Only doubt is there. Try to take up all doubts, and everything is okay. My prayer is this. I cannot do anything.
I have no doubt that you have good intentions. There is no fault. All I am saying is that sometimes there
still
are mature followers.
All the Christian leaders. Always help, always help. I will always help.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate
if
it.
Any ban, I don't know.
No,
because
no. We want you to come and see the deities. And we
don't make any ban.
No, there is no ban at all.
You are telling
that people only can come.
That is not ban. There is a restriction.
That is to avoid.
You go and do what you do.
Only 40 years.
Swami Maharaj is there.
You will not know me.
That is to avoid any friction or misunderstanding that could occur.
I will go up. So don't think of it. Very happily, very patiently we will go. And you can have it. I will ask you that Swamiji used to write books.
Yes, I will personally take you around and show you every part of the temple where Swamiji used to write, and the garden where Swamiji used to sit. He has a little fountain out there. And Tulsi Devi is growing everywhere. There are Tulsi Devis 8 feet tall there. You appreciate it very much.
to do the Nicholas.
Okay. But my request is just yourself and 3 or 4 hours.
Huh?
Just yourself and 3 or 4 hours.
I will not have any time.
We can all keep doing a part
of the good movies.
We
will
ask
you
to go
to the
club, not to go
to the club. They are also in their land.
We
are both family. You know?
Yes, oh yes.
Only one taking the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the good justice.
Oh yes.
And recognize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like Radha Krishna. We are all. Why am I taking it? If is any ban to my son, it means ban to me.
Nobody is banned. It is just a question of strategy.
Nothing.
Okay, so you just
you can come whole about 5 lakhs devotees in like in your Trinity temple at a time.
Mm-hmm. No harm.
We will try to give
Thakur
Mahaprasad to all, doing pranam to all. We will give everything.
So I mean, you decide. We'd love to have you come with 3 or 4 people, and then. I will show
you
the
that my sons, my brothers, the devotees, they are bad.
No, nobody is bad.
You are telling
the direct ban. You'll go, you'll not go.
Yes, 1 or 2.
You don't please speak in.
Maya? When a follower or two is not in your association,
huh?
Sometimes
you are not telling correct. We are in same line. Your institution, my institution.
Yes,
it is Gaur institution. It is Gaur. They are Vaishnava Raj Society.
ISKCON,
Narad Vajin ISKCON, Brahma Vajin ISKCON, all were ISKCON. We are also, you are also ISKCON. Well, there is same wine in new world. There is different of only words, nothing. It was in English, Sanskrit, now it is in English.
Mm-hmm.
But same thing.
Same wine.
Okay.
Now there's no doubt.
You are my sons.
But right now, Maharaj, if I could explain something, right? Right
really,
now,
you don't mind it.
I would like to be instrumental and help. ISKCON,
nothing to help, I will go and do pranam. What is to
no.
Question of help?
Right now, if you were saying before, sometimes there has been some friction.
Never friction.
Not a friction, Maharaj. Sometimes there
is. If he is going, no friction. All are going, no friction.
I would.
If drunkards are going, no friction. Mayavadis are going, no friction. I will be
But you mentioned yourself in the past. Certain times when you went to, let's say, Bhaktivedanta Nanda, there was some friction. And I would like to be instrumental. I would like to be instrumental.
But after
to help
that,
you to alleviate
it's going
to
give it's going to talk wala.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I will be very happy there.
If we come to your temple, we will be so happy. And afterwards, you will complain.
Complain?
Yeah, that some of our devotees said this, said that, and your devotees become disturbed.
To avoid, you're right,
yes.
to avoid
so
that misunderstanding, to avoid misunderstanding, maybe it's all our fault. I'm not saying that
you should see
it's your
me.
Fault.
If
but to avoid, Marge,
I request,
can I say something?
I request one thing. If anyone can cut, you can name kya?
Paridas Thakur.
Maya Purwali.
Jayapataka.
Then you can shoot
Kadambakana.
Yeah.
Kar Jayapataka.
All these things.
No. You are great pure Vaishnava.
I would not interrupt you, but you didn't let me say what I wanted to share with you. We want to take the dust from your feet. You're an exalted Vaishnava. I'm very fortunate to have your company.
So, Vaishnava, I should not find anything that you cannot come with the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We are little only 5, 6, 7. I can go only personally 2 persons. But these words of van is open, no.
Nobody is banned. What I'm saying is that we're trying to avoid problems as there have been in the past. We want to alleviate the friction that is there. I would like to see in the future you could come with 100 Vaishnavas to every temple in ISKCON. But right now, things are a little inflamed. Can you explain that to me? Things are inflamed.
No, nothing.
And I'm... See, it's not going to accomplish it. What will happen?
You can trust me. But
I'm your servant. But
I will not go with my gun. I will go.
You can come with that. You can come with
no
gun.
You are there. I will not go. We will take there, but mrdanga and nothing to take from outside.
What will happen if
we can suggest something?
Yeah.
In India and Pakistan, can sit together and discuss their problems.
Why we cannot
sit together?
Here I am sitting.
Yes.
I have come. Avoid problems as there have been in the past. We want to alleviate the friction that is there. I would like to see in the future you could come with 100 Vaishnavas to every temple in ISKCON. But right now, things are a little inflamed. Can you explain that to me? Things are inflamed.
No, nothing.
And I'm... See, it's not going to accomplish it. What will happen?
You can trust me.
I'm your servant. But
I will not go with my gun. I will go.
You can come with that. You can come with
no
gun.
You are there. I will not go. We will take there, but mrdanga and nothing to take from outside.
What will happen if
we can suggest something?
Yeah.
In India and Pakistan, can sit together and discuss their problems.
Why we cannot sit together?
Here I am sitting.
Yes.
I have come here. We have Vaishnavas. You are my brother. So, my point is that, let's say the scenario you come with 15 people, I don't know if it's going to be 15 or not. What will be the result? There'll be friction, there'll be news in ISKCON, and then tempers will be further inflamed. I want to diminish that. So let's go in like a pin and come out like a flower, should we call it, let's say. I'm inviting you.
Yes. We appreciate that. But
I'm coming here to
try
invite.
To understand my view. Not just
control.
Interest so much deep place to my view. Try to meet other humans. If I'm telling that to you, so come your disciple cannot come.
No, I'm not saying your disciples can't come. I'm saying that to avoid...
Really, I have no disciples. I'm not qualified to do anything. But
now you are most qualified. That is not the argument. But I'm trying to rectify the friction that has been there so we can establish...
You should first rectify
something.
See, I'm not independent. Maharaj, I'm not independent. I'm working...
By rule and regulation, you are not.
No.
But not this person.
No. Oh, yeah, I know that. But I voluntarily relegated, given up my independence to work under the rules and regulations of ISKCON.
Yeah. You just follow them, but I'm not following. Into person. You want to follow Swamiji? You went everywhere with thousands of disciples.
Oh yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere.
And your disciples are welcome to come. It's just that we're trying in such a situation to avoid friction.
That's a bit of
So you tell me, and I'll be glad to host you, give you prasadam.
If there is no love and
peace, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to take part in Svarga. Svarga, ashram. You can speak some words. Later. And glorify your Prabhupada, how he was kind.
I want to welcome all the devotees.
All devotees should come. I want to take some rest, and after 20 minutes, 25 minutes, I will come again.
Mera naam Indra Kapoor hai. मैं पत्रकार हूँ जिसे करीब 16 वर्ष तक भारत में प्रेस ट्रस्ट ऑफ इंडिया पीटीआई जो न्यूज एजेंसी है उसमें काम करता रहा। दिल्ली में 10 वर्ष तक विशेष संवाददाता के रूप में नियुक्त था। इन दिनों करीब 6 वर्ष पंडित जवाहरलाल नेहरू के साथ काफी ट्रेवल किया। ये सन 58 से 64 तक जब उनका स्वर्गवास हुआ, फिर उनका दाह संस्कार भी मैंने ही कवर किया था। फिर उनकी अस्थियां लेके स्पेशल ट्रेन से इलाहाबाद तक गए, वहां संगम में विसर्जित करके फिर आए। फिर मैं एक साल के लिए अमेरिका चला गया एक निमंत्रण पर कोलंबिया यूनिवर्सिटी के। उसके बाद वापस लौटा तो तब तक इंदिरा गांधी प्रधानमंत्री बन चुकी थी। फिर 2 साल तक उनके साथ ट्रेवल करता रहा।
ये वर्ष
66-68 तक 66 से 68 ढाई साल के करीब समझिए। फिर 68 के एंड में मैं फिर वापस अमेरिका आ गया। मैं पिछले 30 वर्ष से अमेरिका में ही रह रहा हूँ। 20 वर्ष से हवाई में रह रहा हूँ। लिखने पढ़ने का कार्यक्रम अभी भी चलता रहता है। यहाँ के पत्रों के लिए भी भारतीय विषयों पर लिखता रहता हूँ और कुछ कविता लेखन भी चलता रहता है। काफी इधर भारत में मेरी कविताओं के संबंध में काफी दिल्ली में था तो गोष्ठियां भी हुई, कुछ टेलीविजन पर भी उसका कार्यक्रम हुआ। सो बस इस तरह से अपना चलता रहा।
संक्षेप में जो आप लिखते हैं उसमें किस चीज पर ज्यादा आप दबाव देते हैं?
वैसे तो पत्रकार के रूप में जितने दिन मैं काम करता रहा तो अधिकतर तो राजनीति विषयों पर ही लिखता रहा, लेकिन अब मेरी रुचि कुछ राजनीति से कुछ विरस हो गया हूँ थोड़ा सा। अब मेरी विशेष रुचि कुछ थोड़ी आध्यात्मिक और इन विषयों की तरफ चली गई है, तो इस तरह का लेखन चल रहा है।
जन्म कहाँ और कब?
जन्म मेरा कलकत्ते का है और वैसे पढ़ना पढ़ाई पाकिस्तान बन गया अब तो रावलपिंडी में जो उनकी राजधानी है। 1929 में
बंगला भी कुछ?
हाँ, बंगला का थोड़ा सा अभ्यास है। हाँ हाँ, उर्दू से बहुत शौक है मुझे। जी हाँ, उर्दू कविता से भी शौक है, लिखता भी हूँ, हिंदी में भी लिखता हूँ। हिंदी में तो बहुत लिखा बहुत वर्षों तक। धर्मियों की एक पत्रिका निकलती थी बम्बई से, उसमें एक स्तंभ लिखता था बहुत वर्षों तक राहगीर के नाम से। राहगीर का रोज नाम चाह के बहुत वर्ष छपा वो। फिर दिल्ली से एक पत्रिका निकलती थी साप्ताहिक दिनमान करके, बसैन जी उसके एडिटर थे, उसमें भी एक पेज साप्ताहिक लिखता था बहुत दिनों तक। वैसे रेडियो से बहुत ब्रॉडकास्टिंग की, बहुत से काम किए, कुछ फिल्मों में भी लिखा कुछ दिन गीत इत्यादि। तो ऐसे ही जो लिखने पढ़ने के अधिकतर काम रहा है जीवन।
अब अध्यात्म में आपकी रुचि लगभग कब से हुई और इस बीच में आप?
बहुत दिन से है, लेकिन इधर कुछ पिछले 5-7 साल से अधिक ध्यान नहीं। किसी संस्था विशेष से ऐसे बंधा तो नहीं हूँ, लेकिन महापुरुषों का, संत साधुओं का समागम सत्संग रहता है। भारत भी जाता हूँ तो मिलता रहता हूँ लोगों से, बड़ी कृपा रही है कुछ लोगों की।
बहुत है तुलसीदास जी और इन सब।
जी हाँ, उसमें तो रुचि रही है मेरी हमेशा से, संत कवियों में और अन्यथा भी जहाँ तक संभव हो सका है प्रयत्न ही किया है कि मूल में ही पढ़ूं, चाहे उपनिषद हो चाहे वेद हो चाहे, जिसकी थोड़ा सा संस्कृत का भी ज्ञान है तो चलता रहता है।
बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद प्रभु जी।
धन्यवाद आपका। मैं बातचीत कर रहे थे तो मुझे याद आ गया अचानक कि कबीर ने बड़ा सुंदर एक भजन लिखा है इस पर, पेड़ को विषय को लेकर। वो गंगा के किनारे एक पेड़ के नीचे बैठे रहते थे कबीर। तो एक दिन बैठे हुए थे कुछ अपने शिष्यों के साथ, तो किसी ने उन्होंने कहा अपने शिष्यों से कि रोज मैं इस पेड़ के नीचे बैठता हूँ, मैंने इससे क्या सीखा है? तो एक शिष्य ने पूछा, बाबा पेड़ से क्या सीख सकते हैं आप? तो जैसी उनकी आदत थी वो फौरन गाने लगे और वो भजन इस तरह से है। वृक्षण से मति ले रे मनुआ, वृक्षण से मति ले, कटियारे से द्वेष न राखत, सचियारे से नेह, वृक्षण से मति ले, रे मनवा वृक्षण से मति ले। जो कोई वाको पत्थर मारे ताहू को फल दे, वृक्षण से मति ले, रे मनवा वृक्षण से मति ले। शीत घाम सब आप ही ओढ़े औरों को सुख दे, वृक्षण से मति ले, रे मनवा वृक्षण से मति ले। इसमें बड़े अच्छे अच्छी लाइने हैं। हाँ, सचिया रे कच्ची कटिया रे से द्वेष न राख, जो उसको काटता है उससे भी उसको कोई द्वेष नहीं है, और सचिया रे से ने जो उसको सींचता है पानी देता है उससे भी कोई लगाव नहीं है, साधु की तरह तटस्थ खड़ा है बिल्कुल, तो हम इससे क्या कुछ सीख सकते हैं। और जो इसको पत्थर भी मारता है उसको जवाब में बजाय पत्थर मारने के फल देता है, और शीत घाम सब आप ही ओढ़े औरों को सुख दे, जिसकी छाया में जाए उसको सुखी मिलता है, गर्मी सर्दी धूल सब अपने ऊपर बर्दाश्त कर लेता है।
वो वाला भी बोल दीजिए आपने जो वहां पर बताया था, इकबाल और काजी।
हाँ, वो इकबाल का तो बड़ा फेमस वो है, वो तो लिख भी लिया था उन्होंने। हाँ हाँ, मस्जिद तो बना दी शब भर में ईमा की हरारत वालों ने, मन अपना पुराना पापी था बरसों में नमाजी बन न सका, तर आंखें तो हो जाती हैं पर क्या लज्जत इस रोने से, जब खून जिगर की आमेज से अश्क प्याजी बन न सका। इकबाल बड़ा उपदेशक है, मन बातों से मोह लेता है, गुफ्तार का गाजी बन तो गया किरदार का गाजी बन न सका। इकबाल के तो बहुत अच्छे अच्छे पीस हैं वैसे उर्दू में, बहुत अच्छी इस तरह की आध्यात्मिक भी। हाँ, एक कवि हुआ करते थे उनका ख्वाजा मीर दर्द, उनका एक शेर है, एक कपड़े दो लाइनों में देखिए सारा सार आ गया स्पिरिचुअलिटी का। कहते हैं कि अर्जो समा कहां तेरी वुस्सत को पा सके, हे प्रभु तेरी सृष्टि इतनी विशाल है कि धरती और आसमान मिलकर भी अगर इसको नापना चाहें तो नाप नहीं सकते, इतनी विशाल है ये सृष्टि। अर्जो समा जमीन और आसमान कहां तेरी वुस्सत को पा सके, कहां नाप सकते हैं तेरी विशालता को, पर मेरा ही दिल है वो कि जहां तू समा सके, पर मेरा हृदय एक ऐसी जगह है जो तुमको भी आत्मसात कर लेता है, ब्रह्म को भी आत्मसात कर लेता है, तो फिर ब्रह्मांड में क्या रखा है। अर्जो समा कहां तेरी वुस्सत को पा सके, मेरा ही दिल है वो कि जहां तू समा सके। अच्छे अच्छे शेर हैं।
If that moves, then it will be permanent. Otherwise, no.
He was saying that I'm trying to create Brahmins, but they're falling down.
Yeah.
So he says it's not working.
Even so, he gets so much sannyas, renounce order, but they quickly falling down. Not only one, so many. The prominent leaders, like Hans Dosh, Bhagavan, Bhavananda, Sambhananda.
So many. Rameshwar.
Some of Varnashram Dharma, nothing to fall.
But you know, ISKCON, they are so rigid. Because what Prabhupada gave them, they don't know how to implement Varnashram.
Yeah.
So they need help.
We, even today, we give proper respect to our father and mother. Even like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave respect to Sachi Maiya. He has taken sannyas, but even to Brahmins, to devotees, he told that, I have taken sannyas only to
Mukunda Sevan Vrata Besadharan,
to serve Radha and Krishna, to serve devotees like that. Not that, oh, all Sevo will come. I am sannyas. I should control all. You should control your mind and heart. You should not bother for controlling devotees and others. You should control. Be so humble if you want to develop Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if you are not following Varnashram Dharma,
in the beginning, no platform. You cannot honor any devotees if you are not honoring your father, mother. Charity begins from home.
They're trying to manage the sannyas. The sannyasis have become managers. And because so much management, their consciousness is so contaminated with trying to deal with so many problems.
They tell all householders that you should give attachment to your wife, children, and don't pay respect to anyone. And give money all to us. And they tell sannyasis that you can love any girlfriend, no harm. Understand what I'm telling? Kya kaha?
Sannyasis?
They have no control. They don't want to control sannyasi. They tell that you can mix with so many ladies, no harm.
Sannyasis, no restrictions.
And you can have so much affluence, so much gold, so much all things, wealth. But for grihastha, they should not have anything. They should give to their Gurudev. Their children also, beautiful girl also to Gurudev. And that is why they are. Sannyasi should be very detached from all these things. And grihastha may have something to nourish their children. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told like this. But those who have left the world, they should not be. They should be like Haridas Thakur, Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even if there was no fault, even so little Haridas left.
Very topical.
And the little ponds
are... What tropical?
Tropical ponds. Fish. Fish.
Fish. Well, yeah. You can see it among them. Always laughing.
From Prabhupada. I began to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And I saw in this book that one who tells us in Krishna lotus feet, chanting and remembering in devotional service, he becomes the creator. Nothing. Everything. Krishna takes. Stole away. So I was very impressed. I should not be a sex leader. I don't want to. I want to be my just with my children, wife. Oh, so happy. I began to do chant and remember. At last I saw that I could not maintain my position in Bengal Comical in Calcutta, and I came to Prayag, Allahabad, Triveni, and wanted to start another medical factory. But I was chanting, so at last I fell, and that factory was just stopped. After that I began a shop of medical shop. But after some days, also, it was gone. Then I became beggar. Then I began to walk in the streets, taking the samples of medicines, and try to sell some. But after some time, it was also felt. Then I became quite Okay. Start bigger, and now I have come to you in Mathura. And then I told that is now you are not a state bigger. We will try to serve you. You can sit here and write and translate books. And we will cook and give everything. Then he became happy. And then I requested him to take sannyas.
Oh.
So fortunately and repeatedly I began to tell him. Then my Guruji came. I requested also my Gurudev. Tell him to take sannyas.
When he
comes, it's so qualified. And then Swamiji, smiling, began to tell all these histories. That my wife kicked me, my children disobeyed, making so much trouble. So I was bound to give up all my family and everything. Now really I am a straight leader. Now I can follow your instructions. So he has told that I cannot forget you. I cannot repay you that you have done. But they are repaying me. This wrong. I am happy that they are repaying me.
They should say that Swami Maharaj has asked you to come because we're having so many problems. So please come and help a little. That is the right way.
Only alone I was.
To you.
About 400 letters he gave. But I gave to Satsaru. But now he is denying me that I have not received. But I gave to him. Some letters are with me. Otherwise, totally I gave that you are ready. The life 50 of Kami. First of all, he presented me, signed by himself, S.E. Bhaktivedanta Swami, and gave to me.
You have?
Yes.
Oh.
I sent all the books. And I began to see so much dirty books were brought in. About 15 days I find a defender of all books. Took darshan of Swamiji, but not serve him. I served him so many years.
Yes.
I glorified him so much than anyone. Even his own Jesus cannot glorify him so much. They should try to hear how I glorify him. But they cannot. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Parashurama Parvahanam, so well, very strange, most violated. But I am attached to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, Rupa Krishna. Life is funny. Bound to be old. This factory will not serve you. So this factory should run away.
Should write and give me that.
Yes,
I should remember.
Ego,
ego means?
Pushing God away.
Ahankara.
Ego is
ahankara.
How
is
it?
G-O.
P-G-O. So it's edging.
Ego bhi.
Vaishnava Pyo Namo Mahavatanaya Krishna Prema Pradaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tada Bhaktaya
First of all,
I want to offer my legs and Dandavas in the
Lord's feet of my spiritual master, and also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nittalila Pravishtong Vishnupar Shishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I am very happy to come to this land. I have heard about Mali in Ramayana. The father of Mandodari, you know Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, very beautiful, very gentle, very high class of devotee. His father was Mali, and Mali used to live here. Perhaps by his name it became Mavi. Very little change. When I came here to this island, I remembered Navadvip, Ganges flowing here, and so many trees like Navadvip, only lacking of cuckoos. They are always everywhere, cuckoos. But I see so many cuckoos, not like a bird, but like devotees. Oh, so many cuckoo birds, beautiful cuckoos. They can speak more sweet than that black cuckoo. So, I am so much happy. I am proud, very much proud, that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has engaged me in his service. I am the first person to inspire him for sannyas, renounce order. Then I requested my Gurudev also that you should request him to take sannyas. He is so qualified person. At that time he was a penniless person. Very penniless person. Nothing. His children and wife have kicked him. Oh, no use of being, you should go away anywhere. So he came at that time to me. I sought him so much. And he took sannyas there in orchestra of Jigoriya Math. I made sacrifice, fire sacrifices and everything, danda, door coffin, cloths. I gave him tilak in 12 parts of body. And also kirtan was going on and he took initiation on the very day of Vishwarup Khaur. You know Vishwarup? So, that very day. And he took sannyas. And after that, he wanted to come to Western countries. He was so expert in English. His holy master has ordered him. And that is why he came anyhow, struggling in so much problems, only problems and problems. He was about to die in Navigation India of Sindhia. But anyhow, he was saved and he began preaching in where in America?
Boston?
No. New York. In hippies. And they become happy. So much all hippies. They change their all habits, bad habits. And they help so much that very quickly in whole world he preached, wrote so many translations of Gita, Bhagavatam and all other authentic books, Chaitanya Charitamrita. He wrote so many hundreds of books. And very soon, preaching center were established in whole world very quickly. He used to play in voice, little children. So, being children, and in learned person, like top of learned. So, we have relation since 1946. He met me first, 1946. No birth of ISKCON. No any ISKCON like this, nothing. From then. And I was lucky to serve him. In his last days, when he was going to his master, holy master forever, and he called me and began to weep, taking my hands in his hands, he requested that, I request you to forgive me if any offense I have done to you and or God brothers. I told him, requested, oh, you have done nothing wrong. In whole world we have preached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission here and there, and we have done marvelous that anyone has not done in previous time. So, we are proud of you. Then he requested me that, now I am going to depart from this world. I want that you should help my devotees to whom I have brought from various countries. I want that you should help. At that time, I told to all his devotees, like Tamal Krishna Brahmananda at that time, Bhagavan Das, Hansadut, Jay Pataka, from Australia, Bhavananda, and so many. Samiji told that, oh, come on and let hear Narayan Maharaj. I told that you should not think that your Gurudev is going to die. He will never die.
So, I want that after him, you should try to propagate his mission all over the world with being so much energetic. You should not think that here. And carry out his mission. Don't quarrel among yourself. After any great acharya, his disciples used to quarrel and fight each other. Only for name, fame, omen, and luster, and money, especially money. You should not quarrel. For the service of Swamiji, he has left so many countries to preach. You can preach his mission all over the world and carry out all these things. Don't quarrel him out. Be liberal. Very honest. Try to be like Trinadapi Suni Tarurapi Sahishnu Amanina Manudena. And then he told to me, requested, my last request is that with your own hand you should give me my Samadhi. Perhaps you know Samadhi? Samadhi means? But not that. Samadhi is so good. I told that I will carry your follower all orders. He also told that you should make my last
Departure festival.
And I did all. He ordered me to come to Western countries as his holy master. Ordered him to come to Western countries and to preach. And he came after how many years? 45 years. And I came here by his order, to carry his order, only how many?
20.
Only 20 years. So I'm not so much late. So we think that we are all Gaur family. In one line, Swamiji has not established a new thing. Same thing as Rupa Goswami has come to propagate the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I know him very well, more than anyone. Any devotee I know more than. Because I love and affection me.
You can excuse me for this. But try to take my words, what I want to tell. So, I'm so much happy. And from tomorrow, our classes will be started. And then I will speak something. I've come only to help you, to encourage you, to inspire you. I'm not come for money. Don't think that I've come for money. Oh, in Vrindavan, I have chapatis there. When I will go to any door, I'll tell Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And they will give me. I will tell that, oh, I want only half, not full. And to another door, to another door. And one or two chapatis. Enough for me. So I have come only to serve our Guru Parampara and to carry out the order of my Siksha Guru and my Guru Diksha Guru. So I can help you. That you should not be weak. Don't think that Swamiji has done. Try to be so liberal to help each other. We are like one family. So today I want to take rest, and for tomorrow you should arrange. My Prabhu, what?
Kedarnath
Prabhu, and all you should arrange for my classes, kirtan, and we will duly do all these things. Go, Brahman.